This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and I'm glad to be with you to bring something from the Bible. Today's reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, and reading from verse 12. This is the Savior as he's going towards Jerusalem, and he passes through Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." I want to speak today about thankfulness as we see it in the life and in the voice of this man who has been cleansed from the terrible disease of leprosy. Leprosy was a very common disease in Bible times, and there was no known cure for it at that time. It was something that started in the inside but worked its way to the outside. It started so small, but after some time then it became evident, and it could be seen in the externals, and it could be seen in the limbs when leprosy would affect the limbs and would actually bring a deformation of limbs. And the end of leprosy so often was death. And as I've said, there was no known cure for it. But here we find the one who is the cure in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. And we know, sadly, from Bible times that leprosy had other consequences as well. Whenever someone became a leper, sadly, they had to leave their families, they had to leave their homes, they had to leave their friends and go to live with other lepers because it was so contagious, and people were very fearful that leprosy would be passed on to them. And so, very sadly, they had to go away and stay at a distance. And as we see Jesus coming into their village here in verse 12 of Luke 17, we see these 10 men who were standing afar off. Yes, here was a great distance between Christ and them. And as I think of leprosy in the Bible, it reminds me of something even worse. It reminds me of the sin problem, which also starts in the inside but works its way outside. It starts indeed in the human nature. And because of that nature that we're born with, it's not very long until it is seen and it is heard in our lives. And it's a serious question, it's a serious problem, because like leprosy, we read from Scripture that the wages of sin is death. The Bible says sin, when it is finished, brings forth death, and there is a separation. And so these men understand that. So they're at a distance from Christ. It says they stood afar off, but we read that they lifted up their voices and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, have compassion on us." You see, they had heard about this man called Jesus of Nazareth, and they knew that he was a miracle worker, and they knew that he had done wonderful things for other people, and they knew that what he had done for other people, he could also do for them. There's a little chorus that says, "What he's done for others, he can do for you." And it's still the same today. What Christ has done in the lives of other people, as he has cleansed them from their sins, he can do for you and me as well. And so they knew their need of himself, and so they were earnest as they lifted up their voices and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And then Jesus said something that we think may be very strange. He said to them to go and show themselves to the priests. So what is the significance of this? Well, we know from the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 13, that these men would have already been at the priests, because in Israel, when someone was suspected of having leprosy, they would have to go to the priests, and the priest would inspect them, and if it was real that they had leprosy, then there would be a declaration made, and the priest would declare them unclean in Leviticus chapter 13, and then they would have to go away. But Leviticus chapter 13 is followed by Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14 is when someone comes back to the priest who believes that they are cured from leprosy. And so they go back to the priest, and there's quite a procedure goes on there in Leviticus chapter 14. And there's another declaration made, which is the opposite of chapter 13. The declaration of chapter 13 was unclean, but the declaration of chapter 14 was clean. And so this is why Christ sent them to the priests, so that they could be declared clean. And in obedience to his word, they were on their way to the priests. And in verse 14, as they went, they were cleansed. And then verse 15, one of them, as he's walking along the road, as he looks at his body, perhaps he sees his hands, and immediately he sees a change. He sees a big difference. What does he see? He sees that the leprosy's gone. And he might look at other parts of his body and see there's no leprosy. So what does he do? We read, when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. We see previously how that their voices were lifted up in the complaint that they had, in the plea that they had, in the call for mercy that they had in verse 13. They lifted up their voices. But here in verse 15, he's lifting up his voice again. It says, with a loud voice, he glorified God. And verse 16 says, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And we're thinking about thankfulness today. Here's a man who has experienced the blessing. He has experienced the cleansing, and he appreciates it. And he comes back to say thank you to the one who has healed him. This healing from the plague of sin is for all of us. We've all got the plague upon us, but God has provided the cleansing for us in the precious blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed that precious blood for sins at Calvary, taking upon himself on that cross the sins of others, suffering for those sins, dying for those sins, and rising again so that we could have eternal cleansing. And indeed, this cleansing from sin is much greater than cleansing from leprosy. We can think of what the Lord did when he healed people when he was here. Often he spoke a word and brought the miracle into their lives. Often he gave a touch and he brought the cleansing into their lives. Indeed, we read about another man in chapter 5 of Luke, and it says that he was full of leprosy, and Jesus touched him because there was no fear of him being contaminated by leprosy. He was the holy, spotless, righteous Son of God. And in order to heal these people, he could speak a word, he could give a touch, and the miracle was done. But the miracle of cleansing people from their sins was much greater than that. He couldn't do it by a human touch. He couldn't do it by the spoken word. He had to actually go to the cross and suffer for those sins and die for those sins. He had to give his blood for those sins, and he did that. And he rose again to provide eternal cleansing. And I wonder today, ask the question, have you received that cleansing in the precious blood of Christ? And if you have, let us be thankful. There was disappointment here because there were 10 cleansed, but only one came back to speak of his thankfulness to the Lord. And he was a Samaritan. I think this implies that the other 9 were Jews. And think of it, the man who was a Samaritan from a different nation, a different people, and he would have been repulsive to the Jewish people twice over. First of all, because he was a Samaritan, and also because he was a leper. But he He wasn't repulsive to the Lord because the Lord healed him. The Lord blessed him. And if we look at verse 19, he could say to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." And so I believe not only was he physically healed that day, but also spiritually healed. And he could go on his way because his faith was in Christ who met his need. And if our faith is in Christ, then we can have the cleansing. Whenever the man asked in the Bible, "What must I do to be saved?" he got this immediate answer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Thank you for listening today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.